Okay, let me explain something about some of our least favorite emotions, being shame, guilt, and embarrassment. Whenever we are feeling these, or we expect that we will feel these, it's because we are projecting that whatever situation is going to bring that up, that thing is going to make us inferior. Okay, so let's say you feel like you're going to be embarrassed if you don't wear makeup. That's because you think that not wearing makeup is inferior to wearing makeup. Let's say that someone wants to offer you a little bit of financial support and you're like, I don't know if I should take it. That's because you believe on some level that taking money or being supported in that way is inferior to the opposite. So the interesting workaround to all of this is not to get to a place where you believe that not wearing makeup is superior, right? Or that taking financial support from someone or anything that you believe is inferior. It's not to flip it around and make it superior. It's to realize that both options are neither superior or inferior. They're just options. You have the option to outfit your face with some face paint, makeup, and you also have the option to not. It's not actually superior for you to do so or superior for you not to do so. But what's important is that you recognize that, because otherwise you will always feel this like shame and embarrassment and like this fear-driven emotion around the thing that you think is less than. And because our egos never want to be less than, we keep doing these guilt-driven actions. We keep doing these things that we don't really want to be doing, but we do them anyways because we're like, oh, I don't want to be inferior. And so if you are operating in a paradigm of inferiority versus superiority, that's how you know you're possessed by the ego. And I just want you to keep in mind that that's not a bad thing. It's part of being human. It's just probably not the way you want to actually orient yourself in life most of the time. What you really want is to be able to live freely without constantly thinking that something is good or bad or right or wrong, okay, not okay. You just want to live. And for me and my clients, the best way I have found to usher you into your living era and not your performance era, your ego era, is to realize that literally everything is neutral. Literally everything. Whether you do it or not, not positive or negative. You've maybe been conditioned to think that it is, but it's not. And if everything is neutral, then how you get to live then is a result of you simply choosing your own preferences. It's chocolate versus vanilla. It's not superior or inferior. It's just what you desire. And when you no longer punish yourself for choosing chocolate over vanilla or vanilla over chocolate, your life becomes so much more fun. Shortcast Club.